Blog Talk Radio.
Today between both laptops, so let's see what happens. I don't know what's going to happen, y'all, but we have, well, of course, if everybody doesn't know what's going on, y'all know what's going on. You can't flip TV nowhere without fucking hearing about what's going on. So today, this episode is going to be short, y'all. So, and we're doing it live for the page. Everyone, I've gotten a lot of different emails from everybody, comments and stuff between our little social areas, including on Twitter. So I'm going to be answering your questions to some of you, and others who don't have questions for me, just listen to the rest of the show, I guess. So from riots to, well, the people that are handling Trump's bullshit, I don't know, what do they call aides? They came up with a great idea to send him videos for his birthday. I don't know if anybody shares a birthday with Trump, but I am so sorry. That sucks. Don't feel bad. I share a fucking birthday with Hillary Clinton. That does not please me. Not that much. Yeah, I'm smoking my medical marijuana. That's true. But remember, guys, when you're smoking your medical weed, remember that there's still people sitting in jail for fucking pot. So remember that. This is really a white person, rich person privilege. So that's the only people who've been able to get high, even though people like me, you, I'm sure everyone else out there has had a dealing of some sort. The police and marijuana. I mean, who hasn't? There's only a few people that I know who haven't. Anyhow, so Mr. Dipshit in office, the orange piece of shit clown who's amped up racism, and I mean racism systemically has been a part of America for as long as, well, we've been America. Let's face it. It's who we are. It's what we do. So You're mad about protesters. Well, I'm more mad about the looting part, somewhat, only the fact that it makes the protest look bad, because most of it's been pretty, what is the word? What's the word I'm looking for? It's on the tip of my tongue. Peaceful protest, right? Well, even peaceful protests are getting brutalized by the cops, so y'all are just proving a point. The whole reason for the protest. America has been looting Native Americans' bodies since, well, the beginning of time. So do I like the looting part? Not so much. If you're going to be looting, don't loot small mom-and-pop stores. Please, leave them alone. Loot the big guys who vote against medical marijuana and against you getting health care and lobby against you with the government. Do that. Hit the police stations. Don't hit hospitals. Don't hit schools. Just don't. It's not okay. You're setting us back. Can you not burn anything down? I don't know. I'm not going to try and tell you how to do your protest, but a lot of the people that have been writing are not for the Black Lives Matter movement or any movement except for the white supremacy movement. and it does not help at all. What else doesn't help is Trump. So Trump's a white nationalist, and he's a racist, and come on, he's a rapist. We all know that, and he's an adulterer. So him gassing people at the church so he can do a photo op just to hold the Bible upside down, ridiculous. Stop, just stop, resign. So wait a minute, guys, they're asking for videos. So I follow dipshit on Twitter. I'm constantly tweeting this piece of shit. I've been kicked off Twitter so many times. Right now, I've been doing good. They have only warned me one time, but I am using emojis. So I just use my little emojis and my big words, and people don't understand big words these days. They don't, trust me. Every time it happens, they're like, are you calling me? No, just look it up, please. God help us all. God help us all, because there's more than one, sorry. And it's been forever, you know, that doesn't exist, sorry. I think it's all made up in our heads. It's not real. Now, energy cannot be destroyed. It only changes. That's even in my mechanics book. That's like fact. So anyway, send your best videos and all your worst things. If you hate Donald Trump, now is the time to start flooding his shit with even making your own videos. Movie stars are doing it. Sending him videos and telling him how he fucked up everything. It's fucking great. I'm going to send him one of my own. Now, we have police state. You know, that's always been a thing. I got a question today that asked me how I feel about where we're going as far as police. If we're going to a police state type of agenda, well, that's always been the agenda. If you're spending more on military weaponry and armor and this and that, rather than getting test rape kits out and doing actual police work and actually doing something, they'd be different. But we're not. We're doing all that other shit so that way we can hurt people, you know, and control them. Are we heading for a police state? I do feel that, yes. Is voting for Joe Biden going to save us from a police state? I don't know. But if we continue the route that we're going right now, we're teetering on a dictatorship. A lot of people don't understand politics. They don't understand what their country is really doing. They have even no idea how to research that. Critical thinking, they stopped. I'll bring this up over almost every episode. I swear to God I do. Critical thinking, they stopped teaching that in school. So, from what I gathered, critical thinking isn't really taught anymore until you get to like a university. And they don't even have it at most community colleges. I want to tell you that if you don't have the ability to critically think about what you're reading, you're just going to be another statistic dum-dum. And yeah, I'm sorry. If you're stupid, you need to know that. I'm huge on that. Moving on. I'm very, very, very upset still, because yes, Black Lives Matter. Native lives definitely matter. But what about the kids in cages? Why is it that y'all think because they're not Americans that they deserve to be in a cage? I will tell you this. I found out yesterday that I know someone who had been in a cage before as a child on the border. Now, when he was, it was a different time, a different administration, and they were treated differently. It wasn't as traumatizing for him when he was young. But now, if he had tried to come in now during this presidency, there's a good chance that he would have never made it. To where he is now. He's a naturalized citizen. He would have never, ever been able to become a naturalized citizen because Trump's policies would have made it to where he would have sat like these other kids and probably would have died. So he would have been separated from his guardian, and he would have been left alone, and he would have been sold off to some rich person. And yes, this is happening. Betsy DeVos, who is head of education, which she should not be, not only did she put in policy that makes it harder for you to turn in the person who rapes you at school if you're a student, she has an adoption agency with a church. So they're selling kids, and there's a third party involved. They're making $700 a head. So if we weren't doing all of this, and this was not a part of the plan, this would not be happening, and we would not be talking about this. We'd be talking about something else. So as far as, yes, I'm all about Black Lives Matter. I'm all about Native lives. All lives do matter. But white people get killed and bothered a lot less than Black people and other people of different nations. 10 years ago, the FBI was warned that white supremacy was creeping up into law enforcement of all kinds. They've been warned. They knew this was coming. And that's one of the problems we have today. It doesn't take very long to go to cop school. It doesn't take very long to get on the in the field after getting out of school. It doesn't take much, really, to be a police officer. A lot of things have become lax. But that's one of the things that we as people aren't paying attention. When new administrations come in, like this one, they come in and they take out stuff that was, or they do things or put more things in place. What this stupid fuck did was he took away anything good that was done by Obama and took it away. And he hasn't done anything but implement rules and regulations and deregulations for corporations. That doesn't help you and me. He does not care about the regular person. He doesn't even have a touch. He does not go grocery shopping. If you think that you need an ID to grocery shop, you might be a stupid fuck, because no, you don't. He doesn't shop for his own groceries. He don't pay his own bills. He does someone that has someone that does everything for him. So no way could you ever be able to relate to Trump, except for the fact that you're as dumb as him and you hate the same type of people as him. The only reason rich people like him is because they make more money because of them. The tax rate for rich people has gone down, while for you and me, it's gone up. All the while, so has living expense, but your pay stays down here. Now, I know someone right now who's a Republican who voted for Trump, but he lives in a Democratic state. He does Democratic things and actually helps fucking immigrants and unnaturalized citizens, because that's what his church does. But he's a voter for Trump. I don't get it. But now he's starting to be like, oh, I didn't vote for that. Oh my God, I can't claim this on my taxes anymore. I didn't vote for that. My house, what? It's worth almost nothing now. I didn't vote for that. He lost a lot of money when the stock market fell in areas. He got hit very hard. So unless you're rich, a callous douche, a racist, a rapist, a child molester, you're not going to like Trump. If you're not a piece of shit on the inside, you're not going to like Trump. I just want to say that right now, what makes me proud to be an American is that people are putting themselves on the line to be blind, to be maimed, to be killed in the name of being a resister of tyranny. You stupid motherfuckers with your, I'm going to take my guns and we'll fight the, where are you? Where are you? Y'all preppers, you didn't prep good enough, did you? Taking all the toilet paper? Y'all are so fake, so fake. I will rise up against my government, but right now I can't really do much in person because I have a kid. Her dad and I are not a thing. We're not a team, and we don't have a contingency plan if something happens to me, because I'm out here trying to do what I should be doing. So my protesting and my resisting is not only do I text Trump every fucking day to call him a dog-faced loser, I make it my point to educate and to scream at the rooftops all of the shit that's going on, because I said it 3 times already to say, and I'm going to say it live for you now. There are 3 kinds of people. There are people that do evil. There are people that are too busy and available and readily to take in whatever information is handed to them without question or research, so they're too stupid to do anything about it because they're too fucking ignorant. Then you have people like myself and these people out here protesting. They're screaming at the rooftops because that's what you need to do. You either stand by, do the evil thing, or you're out here trying to be, well, the hero of the world. I would rather be that than be a Trump supporter who likes kids being in cages because they're not Americans. Well, it sounds about white, doesn't it, Karen? So anyway, that's our rant for today. Oh, so let's see. I got this and I saved this. And I got questions on that too. Y'all have been writing. I'm sorry, everything's been busy over here on my side. We've been incredibly busy with stuff. And we've been quarantined, you know, for a while. So I wanted to let y'all know, yes, we still are doing our tarot readings and stuff. I have been working on it. And right now, Sagittarius, the full moon is in Sag. We're having a lunar eclipse. And this is about examining beliefs, dealing with great change, frustration, being overwhelmed, wanting to move forward, not knowing the path ahead, wanting to turn back at times for safer ground, keep expanding, don't turn back to the old way. Shifts in relationships, deep global truth coming into light. Now, if you all of a sudden feel like, well, I need to do something. I feel like strongly that I need to, you know, say my piece. I need to protest. I need to make my statement because you want to make sure you're on the right side. We're having this. People are just coming out in droves, and I'm so proud of all of you. I wish that I could just sit there and support all of you on GoFundMe, all of you wonderful people who have been battered by the police. I am so sorry. I'm sorry to every person who has had to sit in a camp, whether you were in a Jewish internment camp or if you were in a Korean internment camp, if you were in America in a internment camp, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I feel bad. It's horrible. I feel this pain. I feel the weight of the world, and it sucks to wake up every day to this shit, and like nothing changes except for more horrible shit every day. Well, right now we're having a lunar eclipse during a full moon. We're going to have a solar eclipse during the new moon, also in the same month. Right now we've got a major, major omen of power shifting. A sign, expect miracles of synchronicity, alignment, dreams of destiny. Now, tonight, my hair on my arms is standing up. During this lunar eclipse, I'm going to say the word, a witch. Now, a male witch, a female witch, all of y'all are witches, okay? You're going to face your insecurity. You must not only be able to imagine that a change can occur and what will this change bring, but you must also have the willpower to proclaim, I am ready and perfectly prepared for this change, and I will make it happen. Now, I feel super strongly about that. I really do. I feel like there's a lot of things that we could have done as Americans better, even if this country was created on the premise of white nationalism built on the backs of the deaths and work, blood, sweat, and tears of not only Native Americans, but blacks and other indigenous people who, of all kinds and nationalities, Irish, Koreans, Chinese, all these melting pot peoples put into America, and that's what made it great. America is not great, but it's never been great for Hispanics. It's never been great for Asians. It's never been great for Black people. It's never been great for Native Americans. It's only been great for the rich and white and the few minorities who are ultra rich. That's the only time America has been great. Now, if my thing comes up ever, it seems like they try and hinder my shit. I got to turn my VPN back on. Oh, that's another thing, too. I had someone up here complaining, talking about government, blah, blah. I'm sorry, stupid. You don't even know how to set up a VPN. Why you bitching? Why you bitching? You don't write up here bitching about government this and that, and us, we need to, no, just stop. Just set up a VPN and shut your cake hole. There's really no other ifs, ands, buts about it. Now, indeed, the skies are not lying to us, okay? Right now, Saturn is in Aquarius, which the last time it was in Aquarius, Rodney King riots were happening. The last time Pluto was in Capricorn was during the American Revolution. And the last time Neptune was in Pisces was when Rome fell. And right now we have all three, plus four retrograde. For those of you that don't think that any of this stuff matters, yes, it does. That's why they say the full moon is going to be a crazy night because, you know, the ocean is controlled by the moon. And we're like 70% water. So it does affect your emotions. So for those of you who are following my my reading shows, we will do one tomorrow. I will be up in the morning. I'm going to make it my duty because it is an important time. Do not ask me about COVID-19 stuff, please. And most of you guys ask me about your jobs. I don't know what to tell you about your jobs right now, and I don't know what the tarot is going to say, but anything goes. Ask me anything, but just not about COVID-19, please. I don't want to have to deal with that. I don't want to tell you bad news about that. I don't want to tell you bad news at all, but I don't want to, like, you get what I mean. So that's the tea, everybody. I want to let you know that I love you all, unless you're a racist piece of shit who voted for Trump. I'm sorry. Can't do it. I hope y'all have a great Friday. Keep up the good work, resist, speak, because that's all really that a lot of us can do. Keep speaking about it, keep talking about it, spray it everywhere, whatever you got to do, because that's what America needs. That's what George Floyd needs. And tonight when we come back, we're going to come back in a little bit before I start my next show, I'm going to say all of their names. We've been making sure people's names are getting said, those who have been crossed and wronged and those who have died for these, you know, social issues. We're going to remember their names tonight and we're going to say fucking all of them. To George Floyd's family, Mike changed the way that we are. And that's the tea, you guys. Bye.